when you look at the perennial stars of our sport, one comes to mind right away is Mark Davis. And Mark, I guess first thing is that you've had a great year here. You went to the FLW Cup and got to fish it in your backyard. And even though you didn't do as well as you'd like to, it was still kind of a neat experience for you there. And then, of course, fishing the Bass Opens.
Yes, yeah, it's been a fun year. Win a tournament over on FLW. I've never done that before. And come within just a little bit of making the cut there at my home lake at the championship and the Opens. It's been a fun year.
Well, let's look back a little bit. I mean, you know, you're a classic winner, angler of the year winner, all those kind of things on the Bass side, and then made a decision a couple years ago to go to FLW. And now it looks like, you know, when you're fishing the Opens again, it looks like to the fans, hey, he may be coming back. Is that maybe the case?
Well, you know, options are always a good thing, Terry, and it's a way of keeping your foot in the door. And, you know, this sport is ever-changing. It's a volatile business, and like I said, options are a good thing. And I've got a decision to make here pretty quick as to what I'm going to do, and we'll just have to wait and see. I've not made up my mind yet.
Well, I agree with you. I think, you know, you got to keep those options available. You never know from year to year what league's going to do what or whatever. And, you know, you've been pretty flexible there. And I think if I'm on the Bass side, I said I want Mark Davis back. So if that's any consolation to you, I'm glad at least you've got those options.
Well, I appreciate that comment there, Terry. And, yeah, you know, I've had my whole career basically over at Bass, and FLW's done a lot of good things for the sport, and it's great over there, too. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, you know, it is. I think our sport is getting better, and I think you look at what FLW has done and Irwin Jacobs over there on that side of the house, and then Bass, of course, is making some, you know, they're doing some great things over there. You got the Elite Series and a lot of good things going there, WBT, some of the other ones. But you look at our sport right now, we're in pretty good shape, I think.
We are. There's more opportunities for anglers now, especially the young anglers that are coming up aspiring to become pros. There's more opportunities out there now than there ever has been. I know when I started, there was, you know, just six tournaments that Bass put on every year, and it was hard to break in. There weren't very many opportunities out there, but there are a lot of opportunities now.
Well, you are also, and I forgot to mention this earlier, you're also El Presidente of the PAA, which also takes a ton of time, as well as having a young family and making sure that Tilly's taking care of everything at home. But the PAA also taking a lot of time.
PAA is, you know, it's Terry. I wake up every morning thinking about PAA, and usually go to bed at night thinking about PAA. And the wheels are turning over there. You know, we're working diligently every day, putting things in place. Right now, we're setting up an office in Kentucky and hiring a staff. So, you know, slowly but surely, things are coming together over there.
Well, you kind of gave me the analogy when we were talking offline. It's like building a house. That's what you're trying to do, and you're getting all the foundation poured, and you're getting everything ready to go. And it sounds like that's taking good shape for you.
It takes time to build a house, obviously. But, yeah, we've got the foundation pretty well laid, and we're starting to come on with it now. You know, there's an incredible challenge there for the PAA. And everyone asks, well, what are you guys going to do? Are we going to have a lot of tournaments? We're going to have this and that. And, you know, the answer to that is, Terry, that we're going to have benefits. And we're going to continue to increase benefits for professional anglers, whether that be in the form of events, you know, insurance, pensions. All these things are all in the works of the PAA to make the life better for the professional angler.
Well, you know, I think that's very important, because I think a lot of people think professional anglers, you know, they live in mansions and they got millions and millions of dollars, and, you know, they don't have to worry about insurance or anything like that. And in reality, it's not that way. I mean, guys have to travel all the time. They're away from their families, all those things that are critical. And then not having insurance unless you have it on your own, that makes it even more difficult. So what you guys are doing is the right direction, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many voids out there in professional anglers' life, things like we're talking about, these benefits. And very few anglers actually have any opportunity, any type of group health insurance. So that's, you know, that's one thing that we're working on. It's not done yet, but that's one of our goals.
Well, I want to talk about fishing a little bit. You know, Mark, you've got a reputation of being very versatile. You can catch them just any place you go. Tell me about your fishing now. You got this PAA thing going. You've been looking at both leagues. You've been back and forth and stuff. Are you fishing as well as you'd like to right now?
You know, I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be. I don't know if it's mental or if it's physical. You know, I'm getting a little older, but I feel great. I'm 44. You know, I look back at this past year. I won a tournament. I made a run at Angler of the Year over there on the FLW side. So you have to feel pretty good about your fishing. But at the same time, I'll admit, I'm probably not anywhere near 100%. Got a lot on my plate right now. But, you know, that's part of the sport. You've got to be able to bring your A game, even when you do have a lot of things on your plate. But I think I could shift a few things around and get it right back in fifth gear again.
I got to ask you, you know, it's the bass on the bass side, it's a slugfest. There's a lot of tournaments where they're going to the best lakes at the best time of year. Then you go to the FLW side, and, I mean, you guys are throwing a, you know, buggy whip and trying to catch these fish on, you know, a shaky head and some of that kind of stuff. I mean, how's that play into your game?
That goes back to the versatility part of it, you know. I really had rather go to where the fish are biting. And I always feel like I can catch bigger fish, you know, than someone else. And find groups of big fish. And that's always been, you know, the part of fishing I like the best. And at the same time, you know, the finesse side of fishing and going to these real stingy lakes like FLW, I think they try to pick the stingiest lakes out there, it seems like sometimes. We go to some good waters as well, but I have seen bass here the last couple, 3 years. They're trying to schedule on some really good lakes and some really good times of year that makes for some fun fishing and some big catches. So either one is fine with me, but I'll tell you, I'm just like every other fisherman out there. I'd rather go to where they're biting.
Well, you know, as a fan, you want to see that. I mean, I can tell you this. I would rather watch a guy catch, you know, 50 pounds in a day with five fish than I would a guy that's, you know, sitting out on a point with a shaky head. It's not exciting to me as a fan. But by the same token, it also shows maybe it's one of those tests of the best things and how much you can persevere through it.
Yeah, and it's all relative, you know, as far as, you know, if you're a tournament, I mean, you look at it from the sporting aspect of it, and you realize it's all relative, whether it's a 10-pound stringer that you're trying to catch or a 50-pound stringer that you're trying to catch. It's all relative to the lake and the field, but at the same time, I'm with you. I'd rather watch a guy catch 50 pounds. It's much more exciting. It makes for much more exciting television, without a doubt.
Let's talk about that thing as we wrap up. Let's talk about television a little bit. You know, I can remember, Mark, when the Bassmasters, Bob Cobb, had his deal going. You know, and everybody watches 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays, and everybody was glued to it and all that. Now we've got a choice of a lot more television. We have a lot more television out there, but the league seemed like, you know, it's you know, Saturday morning for ESPN, I'm not sure that's the best time because most of us are fishing that time. But then you've got FLW there on Sundays as well. And so it's kind of a mixed bag right now. I mean, give me your perspective on where you think we can be with television with this thing.
Well, you know, if you go back and look at what worked in the past, and you already mentioned that things are different now. It's more diluted. There's a lot more outdoor programming on television. But the thing that lured folks to watch was they wanted to learn about fishing. They want to learn how they can go fishing and catch more bass, and they want to see the latest, greatest, cutting edge techniques that most of them are actually spawned out here on these tours. So, you know, those are things that drive the viewer to watch. Have we gotten away from that? I think we have. Both leagues have gotten away from it at times, and we've seen some of them sort of look like they're trying to get back to that a little bit. I still think, at the end of the day, that's why people are going to watch tournament television. They want to see not only a guy catch fish, maybe they're a fan, but they also want to see something that they can take with them back to the lake and catch some fish for themselves, and that's what it's really all about.
Well, you know, a lot of people, we talk about tournament fishing like it's the end all. And sometimes, I mean, there's 60 million people participate in this sport that we love. And now you look at it, wait a minute, if there's 25 million tournament anglers, that leaves a lot of people we're missing if we just look at it from a tournament perspective. So they want to learn those tips and techniques, no question.
No doubt about it. And, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, how many tournament fishermen that I talk to out there that they don't pay any attention to what, you know, the big leagues are doing. You know, they're all out there doing their own thing and figuring their own stuff out, but I still say that for tournament television to work, it has to teach. It has to be a teaching tool, and you're going to have fans regardless. The fans are going to watch no matter what, but for the masses to really tune in and watch, you're going to have to be teaching them something.
Well, no doubt about it. You've taught us a lot of lessons over the year, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
As always, Terry, thanks.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.